1,235th occasion. It's the morning show on 100.7 FM WFLA. Great to be with you this morning. I'm Preston Scott. Over there producing the broadcast in Studio 1A is Ryan Carter. And joining me on the Prime Meridian Bank Home Loan Hotline is the editor-in-chief of the Juice Online. He's Brad Bierman. Brad, good morning. Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure, Preston. Good morning.
I say Syracuse football. You say what? What's the identity of this football team, Brad?
That's a good question. A team that's trying to find itself, a team that's trying to make a move in the ACC Atlantic Division, and a team that's going up against a foe that I wrote in an article this week, Preston, when is Syracuse ever going to beat Florida State in football again? There's been that lone victory way back in 1966, spearheaded by Floyd Little, and Floyd will be at the game tomorrow on the Syracuse sidelines in his capacity as a senior athletic department official. But this is a Syracuse football team that really wants to get a victory that will make the program and not another better opponent than Florida State to do that. So this is a Syracuse team that wants to flex its muscles, show that it's emerging under Scott Schaefer in his third season, but it's simply been just not enough talent and depth in the ACC yet. He's getting there. He's building it, but it's going to take a little bit more time.
Let's talk about Coach Schaefer's system and the types of players that he needs to run it the way he wants it run. Talk to me about the recruiting that Syracuse is embarking on now. What kind of player, what kind of offense, what kind of defense are they running?
Well, from an offensive standpoint, this is coordinator Tim Lester's first full year. He was a replacement in midseason last year. But, of course, in the ACC, you have to have speed with all those Southern recruits and on those teams in the conference. So he's running an offense that, you know, it's all about the run. Syracuse football has always been about establishing the run. They just don't have enough speed at the skill positions, especially at wide receiver. I've been lamenting this for about the past three or four seasons. Haven't seen the type of speed that you see on other ACC teams at the wide receiver spot. Offensive line is big and strong against emphasizing the run. And the key difference so far offensively this year has been freshman quarterback Eric Dungy. Now, when he came into the program, he was certainly an unknown coming from Oregon all the way across country to Syracuse, but it's been an eye-opening performance that he's played so far this year, despite the fact that he had suffered a concussion against Western Michigan. I really think that Dungy has the potential to be the best quarterback at Syracuse since Donovan McNabb, and that's certainly saying a lot considering that Ryan Nassib is currently Eli Manning's backup with the New York Giants. On the defensive side, great upfront play on the line, good linebacker play. It's been the secondary that's really been the problem this year, and really worried about that against Florida State speed in the game tomorrow. In the secondary, they've been changing players around. A couple players have been benched. So it's going to be interesting to see, but a very aggressive defense, and one that's really kept the team in most games this year.
I've got to believe, and joining us, Brad Bierman, he is the editor-in-chief, Juice Online, talking Syracuse football, the Orange in town at noon tomorrow. Brad, I think there are a couple things that certainly work towards Syracuse's favor in tomorrow's matchup. One, I think the early kick time really helps them because Florida State fans are notoriously slow arriving on early games, and so I think the atmosphere is not going to be quite as raucous as you might find, especially after the loss last week. But let's face it, FSU's offense is struggling to find its way. Has Coach Schaefer found anything that he's kind of tipped you guys off about that he's seen in the tape as to why FSU's struggling so much?
Well, he really hasn't. He's praised FSU all week. He said, we're going into a hornet's nest coming off the loss to Georgia Tech. He really keeps everything pretty much close to the vest. But I think you're right. This is the one matchup I think that Syracuse is going to be competitive. It's defense against a struggling FSU offense. And certainly the loss of Cook is, you know, to Syracuse's favor in that regard. But will Syracuse be able to get points against the FSU defense? Way back at the ACC Media Day in July in North Carolina, spending some time with Jalen Ramsey, and he was just talking up how when we play Syracuse, you know, we've known this team for 2 years, we've had our way against them, and I think we're going to have our way again this year. Of course, that was said many months ago, but I think the advantage for Syracuse is, you know, from that defenses versus the FSU offensive standpoint, but Preston, it's still a big talent gap difference. this is what I wrote about, the difference between the two programs. They may be in the same division, but it's kind of light years difference between the type of recruit that FSU gets and turns out to the NFL each year, 11 draftees last year, compared to a Syracuse that maybe turns out one, two, maybe three NFL players in any particular season. Depth issue. As Syracuse recruiting gets better, they'll have those second and third stringers they can plug in. They're simply just not there yet.
You look at the schedule, three straight wins followed by four straight losses, but Brad, it's a deceiving record because you played LSU pretty well. The Cuse also played Virginia to overtime and lost and gave number 25 Pitt all it could handle. This is a team that's record is not really representative of its play on the field.
But can they finish off games and get those victories? You know, sure, they played close. They had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter at Virginia and blew it. They were playing Pitt tough until the very end in the fourth quarter when they came down to score and actually gave Pitt 3 points just before halftime last week, which turned out to be the difference in the game. I say that by a pooch kick that gave Pitt good field position, and they went down and kicked the field goal just before halftime. It's a team that needs to learn how to win. I think that's Scott Schaefer and his staff's biggest challenge. You're right. They're competitive. They have great first 22 starters. Now can they finish off and get victories in the ACC?
Brad, for fans of Florida State football, they've not watched Syracuse play this year. Give them a little bit of insight as we close here. What's going to be something that tells you Syracuse has really brought their A game and has a chance to win this game? What would we be looking for?
If they're moving the ball on offense, both in combination of running with Fredericks, the prime tailback, and Dungy's passing, if they are moving the ball on offense, and if the defense is at least getting some one or two, three and outs on occasion, that will be one of the signs. But really, watch the offense. Can they score points?
Our fans just got through picking the game before we had you on the show. They're picking a low-scoring game. What do you see generally for this game?
I see about 28, 30 points for FSU, 17 to 20 for Syracuse. I think they're going to hang tough. There may be a late score in the fourth quarter to make the score even closer, but I think FSU's talent in the end will prevail by right about 10, 12 points.
Brad, delight visiting with you. Thanks so much for the time this morning. We appreciate it very much.
You're welcome, Preston. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you. Brad Bierman, he is the editor-in-chief of The Juice Online.
Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code play100. That's code play100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.